Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Championship weekend in the NFL this weekend. AFC, NFC games on Sunday. To help us break it down for this weekend, Chris Van Dine is our professional handicapper at ncsports.com. Chris, thanks for joining us again, and how are you?
Great. Kind of sad the football season's almost over. I'm going to have to find something else to do with my time. that probably is not accurate. I actually have plenty to do with my time with basketball season going on and winding down our wrestling season and keeping my attention with the kids. But, yeah, so it's going to be fun to see these last couple weeks of the NFL and transition into other things.
Season really did fly by when you think about it. And, Chris, I was also reading this online the other day that these championship games, these two games on Sunday, the closest handicap games in 30 years. Is that right?
I did see that. I haven't been gambling for the last 30 years, but close. And I'll tell you what, these are a couple of very interesting games, and it does seem like we've got the four best teams, you know, especially after what the Bengals did to Buffalo and Buffalo last week. So, you know, we got four really good teams, and they're playing really well. And you got four quarterbacks that are playing at a high level. You weeded out a lot of the bad and the suspects, so now we've got what's left.
Kenny and I have been talking about the Chiefs and the Bengals matchup for the last two or three days, and Patrick Mahomes, injury or not injury, we don't know. They came out today, said he's going to start the game. But the line is all over the place. Can you tell us where that line opened? Didn't it shift both ways? And now who's favored?
Well, right now I can tell you I believe it's 1.5. I just had it up here a second ago. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, you got to wonder what's going on with the injuries. I pull these lines up. Mm-hmm. I think he's hurt, but I also think that he is undoubtedly going to give it a shot and play through this because he has to. You know, it's too big of a game not to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see that it opened up at around 1, and it's now 1.5 in favor of Kansas City. So not a lot of big line movement there from what I'm seeing, but you do have to pay attention to that. The mobility, you have to wonder. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play this game. He came back in last week. He finished it. It's a bad injury, and it is going to limit his mobility, but he seemed to get through it fine. And, you know, he's a veteran quarterback, and a veteran is going to adjust the way he plays. And I do think that he's capable of doing that. That being said, it does give the Bengals a significant advantage as far as being able to tee off, especially if they force the Chiefs into third and longs. I think that's going to be really key, is to get him into those passing situations where, you know, Mahomes would usually be able to move around in the pocket and let some things open up downfield. Now he's going to probably have to get rid of the ball a little quicker because he can't rely on his legs to get out of those situations.
Well, Andy Reid said he is going to start, but starting and finishing, right, Chris? That's a big difference. And can he last all four quarters with that high ankle sprain? And I know this just from talking to professional athletes. If they know there's a weakness, they're not going to, you know, do anything illegal, or maybe they will go back to the Saints when they won the championship, right? Whatever it takes to win, you know, you're in a pile with that leg. You turn it a little extra, don't you, to try and give yourself an edge?
I just think you play the game and you lay it out there, and you don't have sympathy for someone who's playing hurt. Nope. I don't necessarily know that you go trying to hurt them on purpose, But you do attack a weakness in a situation like this. Yeah, you get after a quarterback that's gimpy. I remember the funny story when I was a senior in high school. I was wrestling with a torn ACL, and I used to have coaches all the time yell, "Attack the knee brace! Attack the knee brace!
Sweep the leg!
Sweep the leg!" Like in Cobra Kai.
Something like that. Little did they know that actually was a bad idea. They attacked the good leg and make me post on my bad leg. That was where I got in trouble. That's where it really put me in a bind. But I'm sure that NFL coach that was high school wrestling. That NFL coaches, I'm sure, will have the exact same attitude. They might be a little quieter about it, especially these days. But yeah, you're gonna go after a weakness, and those defensive ends are gonna smell blood, and Mahomes is gonna have to get rid of the ball quickly.
Chris, any other the 3 o'clock kickoff with the Chiefs and the Bengals? Are there any other intangibles that you can let us in on? We don't see that many other real big injuries. Maybe weather comes into play. You hearing anything like that?
Nothing that I think is impactful. Yeah. I do know the Bengals had some issues on the offensive line last week, and those guys are still going to be out. But it didn't matter last week.
No.
And I think the the weather played a factor last week a little bit, and they didn't have a great offensive output. They didn't have a great passing output last week, 240 passing yards. But weather was a big deal in that. They ran the ball really well in the weather. So even if there is weather, I think both teams are capable of playing in it. And, yeah, I think the Bengals are playing well right now, and they're coming off that big win. And we see it all the time in sports, and this might be a situation that's similar where a team got momentum at the beginning of the playoffs, winning a big game, and they're just on a roll covering. They've covered what I think like 9 of their last 10, I believe, or something like that. So you're gonna want to keep that momentum going, and the Bengals are playing like that. They got the playoff win against Baltimore. They go to Buffalo and they win. So the Bengals are playing really well. Yeah, I think that they're the play here, and playing against a gimpy quarterback is another thing. So really like Cincinnati here to cover the points. It's only 1.5, so I'd probably just money line it and save myself the grief in case of a 1-point win.
Talking with our outstanding professional handicapper, NCSports.com, Chris Van Dyne. Follow him on Twitter at ChrisV160. Chris, before we get to the NFC Championship, I can tell you for the first time ever, officially, last night, I felt what it felt to win a parlay, Chris. I used one of the apps legally. I had a 4-leg parlay on the Cavaliers, and I hit all 4, and I only won $35, Chris, on a $5 bet, but that's not a bad payout. I finally got that feel of what it was like to win a bet legally and not have to worry about the IRS or anything like that.
Oh, man, there goes his house. It's going to get bad now. You're going to be throwing $1,000 10-team parlays. I'm not just kidding. Now, it is a lot of fun. Congratulations. Good to hear that you got your lid lifter. And now hopefully you win some more. Maybe you play something on the NFL games this weekend. Between the point spreads, the totals, all the props out there, me and my colleague here, Robbie DiPolo, we're just looking at some of the props. And there's value all over the place in these NFL games. You just got to know where to look. And the nice thing is with these big games, there's all kinds of player props that you can take advantage of.
All right. Do you have one that you can share with our audience? I'll give you one that I took, okay? I put $5 down on a two-leg prop parlay. Easy for me to stay, right? Travis Kelce to score a touchdown and Ja'Marr Chase to score a touchdown. Not going to pay a ton, but $5 down gets me $19.54 back if they both just score a touchdown. Doesn't have to be the first touchdown, whatever. Just get in the end zone, one touchdown each, and then I'm a winner. Is there a player prop that you have or a parlay that you guys really like that you can share with our listening audience right now?
Yeah, I'll throw one out there. I like Dallas Goedert for the Philadelphia Eagles, tight end, over 4.5 receptions. San Francisco has had trouble covering the tight end this year. They're giving up almost 7 catches a game to tight end. in around about 40 yards a game, not a high yardage number, but the catches. And if you look at Dallas Goedert, he was injured for a little while, but he was putting up big numbers before that injury. And then he came back from the injury, and it took him a few games to get going. But the last 2 weeks, he's had 5 and 6 catches. I think he goes over that number this week. I think that, not a big prop that I'm going to play, but I will have a little sprinkled in on Dallas Goedert. And, yeah, I also like, you mentioned, I like Ja'Marr Chase to score a touchdown this week. I think that for the Bengals to win this game, I think he has to make an impact. And I think that in a big game, you're going to throw to your big target. And I think Ja'Marr Chase would be a great value prop for a touchdown.
All right, I'll mark down the Dallas Goedert one. Take a look at that as well for the player props. All right, what about the other game, the NFC Championship game? As we look at it, the Eagles right now listed as 3-point favorites over the Brock Purdy-led San Francisco 49ers. Give us some thoughts on this one as to how you see this thing possibly shaping up and shaking down.
Well, we did talk about the Eagles last week, and we were both on the Giants, if I recall correctly, and wasn't sure about Jalen Hurts and his status and how well he was looking. And then he came out and absolutely throttled the Giants, 38-7. That was our losing play. We put out 2 plays last week. We did have a winner on the 49ers in our playoff game of the year. We took a loss on the Giants, which we had a 3-star on. So splitting out on our two-star rated NFL games last week. Rookie quarterbacks in NFL history have gone 0-4 overall and 4-9 with a 4-9 ratio in conference championship games. I don't think this is a great spot for Brock Purdy. It's just a lot of pressure to me. If you're going to put me in a situation like this where I've got two teams that are playing really good football, but one is led by a rookie quarterback. The other has, now what is somewhat of a veteran quarterback in Jalen Hurts, is a dual threat, does a lot of different things for them, is now healthy. He's got 2 fantastic receivers. I think that the Eagles are the play here, and I think that the defense is playing well enough to match San Francisco. They're holding teams to 112 yards per game below their average. They're number 2 in the NFL in that number. But offensively, they're putting up 59 yards a game, more than their opponent's average. San Francisco is not far behind defensively. They're holding teams 36 yards per game below their average, number 4 in the NFL. So actually, Philadelphia's been a little bit better statistically against their opponent's average than the 49ers have been. And I think they've got the quarterback edge. And they've got the home field edge. I'm going to take Philadelphia right now. You can get that at 2.5. I would get it now just in case it creeps up to 3. I'm looking at DraftKings, Caesars, BetMGM, FanDuel, all have it at 2.5. So definitely.
I got it at 3, Chris. I'm pissed now. You're telling me it's at 2.5? I'm pissed. I had to take it at 3 earlier today.
I'm looking at this game, too, and that's the early game. And the fact of the matter is, going to be 53 degrees and partly sunny, so the weather's not going to be an issue. Another thing that could be an issue, I don't know if they've got a healthy running back at San Francisco. Looks as though Elijah Mitchell's banged up, Christian McCaffrey, and Deebo Samuel. And you throw in a rookie quarterback, that should spell something good for the Philadelphia Eagles. So my question has got to be this, Chris. Why isn't that line higher?
I think the 49ers defense and just the fact that the 49ers have played so well, keeping games so close all year long. You know, they have won a lot of games in a row. What is it? 12 games in a row, I believe, now.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 games in a row that they've won. So, the public, you got to think. The public has been on the 49ers probably lately because they've been winning. And when a team continuously wins like that, people jump on their bandwagon and they don't want to jump off. So, that's partly why. And, again, Brock Purdy has played really well. So you can't deny the numbers. You do worry about the health of some of those players, though, and a couple of those guys, like Christian McCaffrey, seem to always be hurt. So, weather not being an issue, I like the Eagles this week, and I think laying less than a field goal at home, bringing the city of brotherly love back to the Super Bowl, it should be a fun game if they get there.
Chris, how does the betting public affect the point spread? I mean, now that it's legal in Ohio, everybody's talking about it. But that's a small fraction of what's going on in the country. Can we push the needle here on this point spread? Because now Ohio is wagering a lot more than they did previously when it wasn't legal or you weren't traveling.
Well, as far as how does the public affect the point spread? You know, the more people are betting on a particular side, the more Vegas is going to have to shift the action to and want to even that action out by moving the line. So if the public is betting a particular side at a heavy percentage, then they're going to want action on the other side because their goal always is to get that even action where they can capitalize on the juice. They don't want to be leveraged to one side or the other as much as they can avoid it. That's obviously going to happen sometimes. But, you know, when you get that action on one side, they'll move the line, they'll move the juice, trying to get that action to even out. And, you know, that's where the betting public can affect things. And when the betting public is on one particular side, that does tend to cause Vegas to have to react because, like I said, they don't want to be leveraged. But the sharps do affect things as well. You'll see it all the time. At this point in these games, there is so much money being bet on them. It's hard to get that kind of action to move those lines. Mm. You know, the betting public would have to have a huge sway to be able to even move the line a half point because there's so much money being bet on this. It's like when, if you look at how – and it's a completely different type of wagering, but the Kentucky Derby. If you look at the odds in the Kentucky Derby, they don't move a lot in the last day or in the last hour before the race because there's so much money involved already. But if you go to Mountaineer Park on a Friday night, you know, 2 minutes before post, you can have one big bet, change the odds completely. Again, different type of wagering, parimutuel versus sports betting, which is, you know, against the house. I mean, the house versus the betting public. So, but it's kind of similar in that regard. You know, when you have a lot of action, it does move the odds.
All right, if people want more information for these games this weekend to make better decisions on which way they are going to lean, Chris Van Dyne, tell them where they can find it.
Sure, go to ncsports.com. You can also call 1-800-654-3448. We'll be happy to talk to you. We'll be here until 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, so give us a call. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisV160. Again, that is ncsports.com. We have our Power Sweep and Power Plays newsletters. We got plays for both the NFC and AFC championship rounds for this weekend.